76 degrees in Chicago, 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, for Wrigley's Spearmint, as Mr. Foss so properly pronounced in the words of Shakespeare, the swell gum product that always brings extra enjoyment to you and your family. And I hope this is one of those days for swell enjoyment for you. So pick up a couple of packs, Mama. Enjoy the music for us as we start playing some of the goodies that are available on the old black magic called shellac. Here happens to be one of my favorites, the little girls who were featured with Lawrence Welk on television and radio and now also on records. They record for the Brunswick label and do a wonderful Dixie version of a pop song called White Silver Sands. Lennon Sisters and Fine Dixie with a thing called White Silver Sands. I don't know whether or not you are apprised of the situation yet, but on your favorite newsstand today and from now on until they're all sold out, the new issue of one of my favorite magazines, Look, the great picture magazine, is available. And in between the covers, jam-packed with full of exciting stories as always, there is one in particular that caught my eye on one of my favorite men of music, certainly a man who has contributed as much to the American scene of music as anyone else. They do a story, a biographical sketch, on the one and only Duke Ellington. Having read the story, we decided that we here on this program for Wrigley Spearmint should be as timely as Look whenever possible. And so we sought out the talents of the Duke. He happened to be right here in the city of Chicago, and he was nice enough to come up to our broadcast today, and you're going to meet him in just a very brief 30 seconds. The Duke of Music, Duke Ellington. Before that, however, I would like to suggest to you that there's a product waiting for you at your neighborhood store or wherever you look for it that's awful good to enjoy any time that you feel like enjoying chewing gum. Now, this product happens to be Wrigley Spearmint. And if you're not yet apprised of this fact, I hope that you will apprise yourself as quickly as possible that there's none finer. The good, delicious flavor of the pure, wholesome niceness of Wrigley Spearmint makes it a taste that you like after meals or between meals, between smokes, whenever you have just a little bit of impatience in the household. Wrigley Spearmint has a wonderful way of pacifying the people that use it. So why don't you quiet your temper and your nerves today by doing it our way. Enjoy the quiet relaxation of Wrigley Spearmint. It's wonderful. You'll like it. Well, Duke, we are certainly honored, as we have been many times by a great many stars, to have present you today. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much, Howard. It's been very pleasant being here. You're a very gracious host.
Duke, this is just sort of a little way station in your travels. You're back out on the road again, huh?
Well, yeah, we're doing a few one-nighters. Tonight we're in Waterloo, Iowa, and tomorrow in La Crosse.
Well, having done this now for nigh on to, about 35 years?
Oh, no. Listen, when I get to be 35, I want to, be there.
I am only quoting Look Magazine, who generally I have great respect for in their veracity of an article, and there's no doubt about it. Your contribution has been over a great span of years, Duke, and it's just a great pleasure to
talk. Well, I think it'll be 30 years this year, this December.
30 years. Duke, I made a survey not too long ago of a bunch of teenagers. And when I asked them about the name of Duke Ellington, they immediately thought in the field of jazz. When I sought out the same sort of information from the older group, the group which we'll say constitutes your age bracket, mine, Joe Foss, and the rest of us here, we thought of you as sweet music. Now, how do you account for this fact?
Well, this is because I would say, a lot of people romanced and got married on Mood Indigo, sophisticated lady, and then some others got married on I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, and Caravan, and we represent a lot of different periods, and the things that we've written, and people say, oh yes, we remember. Like for instance, we were someplace down south this year, and three people came over, a man, his wife. He says, we came over to bring our 20-year-old daughter. We want you to meet her today. This is her birthday. And coincidentally, you're playing in the same town that you played in the night. We got married.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know?
Well, you know, you are too fine and humble a gentleman to say it in answer to my question, but I think it means even more than that. If the young group thinks of you as the leader of jazz and the old group thinks of you as the leader of sweet music, I think it's dedication to you as a man of many, many talents in the trade. A man who has shown this great versatility. But how do you personally feel about music? Do you like the jazz kick, for want of a better expression?
Well, I just like music. I like music, and if it sounds good, it's good music.
Is there good rock and roll music?
If it sounds good, it's good.
Now, if it sounds good to who, Duke?
The listener.
Well, but there is a complexity of listening. There are mothers who say, oh, that again. There are children who say, oh, this is the end, mother. This is super. This is cool.
Yeah.
Now, what is going to be the standard or the yardstick of saying whether a particular number is good, progressive?
Well, standard is not good, because then we use a yardstick which is dependent upon taste, and when you compare taste, you get into an awkward situation.
Uh-huh. Duke, how many tunes have you written, conceived?
Oh, I don't know.
It's actually that many that you couldn't recall.
No, it's thousands.
When did you start writing? I know Look Magazine credits you with well over 1,000.
Yeah.
Where did you start writing?
In Washington, D.C.
Did you always need an inspiration?
I never put it on paper in Washington, D.C., but I used to create things and play them.
Yes. Did you always need an inspiration for a theme, or you would just sit down, as some writers apparently do, and say, I will now write a song?
No, I think that is one of those things where you have to have the proper mental state or chemical mixture, a combination of things. And when this happens, then the creativity sort of sets in.
Well, now, what then was the feeling, the spirit, or the inspiration for a thing like Mood Indigo, for which, of course, I must always think of you first?
Well, it was a matter of being a necessity and a deadline, which is usually the way with me. I've always got deadlines barking at my heels. I was waiting for my mother to cook dinner. She had about 15 more minutes before to be ready. And I had a small band date the next day, and I needed another number for it, a 6-piece band. And so I says, well, while I'm waiting for dinner, I'll write something.
And then you turn out your greatest classic, because this is a classic of American music. What about Sophisticated Lady? Is there just as interesting a story behind that song?
Well, that was done here in Chicago while we were playing the Oriental Theater. And I did that. Oh, no, I wrestled with that for a month. I started it in Chicago and wound up ending it up in St. Louis. Changed it many times.
Coming back to the Mood number, did Mother finish the dinner before you finished?
Oh, yes.
The
it was
32
tremendous.
Bars?
Oh, yeah. The dinner was much better than the song.
You don't really think that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Duke, where is your home? What do you call home for a man who is an itinerant like you are and that belongs to the hearts of everybody in the whole world?
Well, I call New York home because I pay rent there.
Uh-huh. And you vote there, pay rent there. That's reason enough to call it. How often do you get there?
Oh, I'm in and out.
What about this one-night business. Now, is band business back in full force again to the extent that a man of your abilities who can just sit at home and do a lot of things wants to go out on the road? I suppose your band always attracts
people. Well, I don't know. I think I've become addicted to this change every night. You know, you'll get different crowd every night.
Yes.
You know, like we move around. We played with the Buffalo Symphony last week. Uh-huh. Tonight we're playing up here at a regular dance.
Yes.
And tomorrow night we're playing at a fair in La Crosse. And we'll be coming back here to the Blue Note on the 21st.
Yes, I know that. We're all looking forward to it. I think, in fairness to the operators who do the ballroom dates and book you, that we ought to give a couple of them in the next 3 or 4 days a little plug so all of my good friends, because this is Coast to Coast on CBS Network, can come out and see this great band of yours. You're going to be in Waterloo, Iowa tonight?
Tonight. La Crosse tomorrow and the next day. And then we go to... Oh, right there, I got lost.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all right.
Probably back to the Blue Note on the 21st for 2 weeks.
That's the one we're looking forward to. So everybody around the La Crosse area can get up there, and everybody in Waterloo can see the Duke tonight. Duke, we have selected a Columbia record that you have recently turned out for him. That's a great number. You wrote this, too. Of course, you write everything practically, record, called Cop Out. Is there any story behind this?
Well, Cop Out is a colloquialism. It's a bit of jive talk. It means, you know what Cop Out means.
Yes.
Shall I try to explain? I don't know what I can, really. It means, it's a conversational medium used for the purpose of tranquilizing the listener to the point where one gets out from under. Sort of an alibi for an excuse, I suppose.
And that isn't what we want, to stop the conversation, but we have to play the record. So here is Duke Ellington with Cop Out. And to the closing bars, which of course you're still listening to, I hope you don't mind me as an interloper interrupting the pleasure of your listening, but we have to say thank you very much for a swell record to Duke Ellington called Cop Out, his new Columbia release, and also to Duke for being here in person. Now, if you haven't read that article yet on Duke in Look Magazine, you make certain that you get it because it's a wonderful, wonderful survey of this man who has contributed so much to the American scene. Duke, thanks an awful lot for being
here. Thank you, Howard. It's been such a pleasure visiting.
Good luck to you in Waterloo. Don't buy yourself too many farms now because you'll always be a musician, not a farmer. And we'll be seeing you here at the Blue Note along about the middle of the month.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
This is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley, Spearman, Chewing Gum. You get some of that today, like the Duke Ellington records and concerts. And we'll see you on tomorrow from New York City. Here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.
There's all the color and excitement of a Mexican carnival.